Welcome. We trust you will be encouraged by this message from Mahesh and Bonnie Chavda by Chavda Ministries International. Real love, real people, real power.
We are at this place, at this time right now, by the way. I wanted to just continue something we shared some last Sunday, but we had an amazing watch.
Yes.
I mean, it was a full course
yes.
meal. We did not want to go home. It was nearly midnight, and we hung out here. The fragrance of the glory of God was here, and we made all kinds of music and all kinds of noise, and it was something else. But we are coming to some. We are known for this, and we kind of modeled it here, but we want to encourage people and groups around the world to learn that part of God's equipping, part of God's commission as he comes, as told us we're in the last days, is that we are to watch and pray, and that we are to humble ourselves before God and seek his face through prayer and fasting. So we are known, have done this over the years, that at two strategic times per year, we'll have a corporate fast. So we are coming to the end of our 40-day corporate fast, and many of you participated, and I'm so glad. And like their brother Derek Prince would say, when a group of people, church, community, together take some days to fast and pray, it's like a nuclear spiritual weapon. It's amazingly effective. You just can't estimate how much God has done. So part of our theme then in Ezra chapter 8, here is a corporate community that's making a journey from Babylon back to restore Jerusalem. And Ezra says, then I proclaim a fast there, verse 21, at the river Ahava, that we might humble ourselves before our God to seek from him the right way for us and our little ones and all our possessions. For I was ashamed to request of the king an escort of soldiers and horsemen to help us against the enemy on the road, because we had spoken to the king, saying, the hand of our God is upon us, upon all those for good who seek him, but his power and his wrath are against all those who forsake him. So we fasted and entreated our God for this, and he answered our prayer. So there are about 6,000 to 7,000 people, the remnant of Israel, were allowed by the Babylonian king to go back and help restore Jerusalem, God's holy city. And Ezra is taking this group of people, but he's, as he says, he needs an army to protect them, as because they're making a long journey through the desert. There are bandits, there are violent people, and they have lots of golden equipment, you know, vessels for the temple with them. There are 6,000 people, 7,000 with children. They need protection. And just like today, where there are Al-Qaeda and ISIS, that's the kind of territory we're talking about. So they need protection. And he says, well, I couldn't ask the king, so I went to a better authority. I went to the Lord. And we together fasted and prayed. So there is an effectiveness when you pray alone and fast, it's quite effective. But when whole bunch fast, it is awesome. So we have been doing it for the last approximately 40 days. And then it ends in verse 23. We fasted, we prayed, and he answered our prayers. Say, he answered our prayer.
He answered our prayers.
And so Amen. We want to take some time. Many of us, we have been fasting, we've been praying. One of the Lord gave us as part of our responsibility was a little baby that was born just a few weeks ago that was barely hanging on, had a severe heart condition, and they did not expect the baby to live. But we knew that beautiful hero was going to make it. And he hung in there and until they could go in and do the surgery. And when they went in and did the surgery, they were utterly surprised that he could survive this severe condition because some of the vessels were barely hanging in there. They repaired the heart, but he was still touch and go. And we have been covering in the fast that has been part of our corporate prayer intercession for that family, especially that little baby in the hospital. And I got the news just yesterday afternoon that his breathing tube came out and he's doing quite good. So,
thank you, Lord.
And that and our spontaneous response is, what do we say? Thank you, Lord.
Oh, thank you, Lord.
And that is what we want to do, is have a little bit of a season of, not a little bit, but in fact, really take focused time to thank the Lord. Our part of what the instructions we take, and it's good for each of us to get that training as that we put that as part of our response to God as he answered prayer. God says in Psalm 100, make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with singing. Know ye that the Lord, he is God. It is he that has made us, not we ourselves. We are his people and the sheep of his pasture. Enter his gates with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise. Be thankful unto him and bless his name, for the Lord is good. Say, the Lord is good.
The Lord is good.
His mercy is everlasting.
His mercy is everlasting.
And his truth endures to all generations.
And his truth endures to all generations.
So that's part of, we're going to take a season, not just a few days, but we want to focus for a little while to thank the Lord ahead of time.
Amen.
For prayers he has answered.
Amen.
Prayers he is answering, prayers he will yet answer for us. We want to ahead of time say,
hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
And for your family,
amen.
For miracles, for your provision, for miracles
yes.
he's going to give your children ahead of time. We are going to
hallelujah.
Say, thank you, Lord.
Yeah.
Thank you, Lord. So one of the little disciplines we have learned that from time to time, we use either our iPhone. I have this little gadget called a Gym Boss. And Bonnie is another one. And what we do, you can program this that every 15 minutes, it'll buzz. Now, it won't disturb others, but inside, it'll go. And it'll let. Now, what does that mean? It means that's your trigger. It's part of your training. To say, thank you, Lord.
Thank you.
Pause for a moment. And it'll train you because we will go for days, except for sitting down at mealtimes, we won't say, thank you, Lord. We give you praise. We give you
hallelujah.
Thanksgiving and worship, Lord. Yes, take some. So this, if this kind of little gadgets can help you, believe me, it helped me. And then when Bonnie and I were still, you know, we gave first into the possession of this thing. I could hear her little buzzer go, and it mine, and at the same time we would compete. Thank you, Lord. Now see, who was the fastest in shouting out, "Thank you, praise you, Lord." So, and I think some of you may know how to put a little buzzer or a ping on your iPhone, where it'll do ping. You can take 10 minutes, every 10 minutes or every 15 minutes, start thanking the Lord. So we want to take a season to really say, Lord, we are focusing and paying attention on training ourselves to say, thank you, Lord. And do it at home, do it while you're driving, wherever you are. And then, of course, we want to do it as we come together. Serve the Lord with gladness. Make a joyful and enter into gates with thanksgiving, his courts with praise. And it is not, you know, we thank the Lord for what he has done, for and praise him, and it'll help you get out of a funk.
Yeah.
We kind of get inward, and whether you know it or not, just like if you go through a swampy, if you have to walk through this, I was giving the image of one of my favorite movies many years ago was called with Humphrey Bogart was The African Queen, and he has to jump into this boggy river that's a real mess, and he has to drag the little boat that he's helping. He's helping a missionary woman in Africa. And as he comes out, he's covered with leeches. And they have to help, she has to help him get all those leeches off. But it is really a picture for me of whether you know it or not, as we slog through life, you're going to pick up leeches, emotional, mental stuff that you need deliverance from. And the best way, the best medicine that gets that junk off of you is praise.
Hallelujah.
And worship.
Thank you,
and
Lord.
Thanksgiving. So,
and it's progressive, Mahesh.
Yeah.
It's progressive. Worship is actually an attitude. It's an attitude of the heart. And in the Bible, that attitude, and in fact, everything about worship and praise and thanksgiving in Scripture is actually expressed physically with physical action. Worship, the word itself, means to bow the head, to bow the body, and ultimately to put the whole body on the ground with the face down. And it's an appropriate or right or true reality response to the reality of God, who is very high. And it's interesting, as we enter worship, we go low and he is exalted high. And you remember the angel that visited Mahesh, and he did the enthroned CD with the scriptures there. And the Lord said, how big is your chair? And as Mahesh waited on the presence of the Lord, God communicated to him that praise builds God's throne and puts God in place to give us victory. So praise is progressive. It begins with an attitude of the heart. It's followed through with utterances out of the mouth. So it's active and it's noisy. And in the Bible, especially in Psalms, David, who's one of the classic great worshipers. You know, David is the guy, traditionally in Hebrew culture and tradition, he's the guy who started the davening that you see the Orthodox Jews doing at the wall. It's a bowing of the knees and the head and the face. That's what they're doing. And they believe that David actually began that, and it still goes on today, thousands and thousands of years later, as a sign of kind of worship. And in fact, there's still a group that call themselves the Watchmen, and they literally do what's called break the night with corporate, loud, noisy worship and bowing and praise. They go out into the woods, and they call themselves the Watchmen. But that worship, that attitude of worship, that progresses to a loud utterance with the mouth, and ultimately with all kinds of instruments and all of that, which is what's happening in the watch. Friday night, we got into worship and praise and noise, and the glory came. And a couple of the things that have, you know, really been quickened to me again, Pastor, as you've been encouraging us and leading us to do this, is realizing that the atmosphere for we Americans is filled right now with contention, and it will be continually. In a public way, there's a general spirit of contention in the air, and we need to make another sound that's on above the clouds, that's on another rhythm, that is the rhythm of heaven, that is in a perpetual, huge worship chorus and celebration continually. And I, you know, was thinking of a couple of the examples in the Bible and the benefits to us. But worship and praise is primarily associated with taking away barrenness and giving victory in battle. So I think that for both of those things in our lives, in our nation, on many levels, This is time to enter his gates with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise and have action and noise on it.
Amen. So, number one, he is blessing us and we thank him. Enter his gates with thanksgiving. Lord, we thank you. And then we praise you. It says in Psalm 18, verse 3, I will call upon the Lord who is worthy to be praised. So it is not just because he has done something for you.
Right.
But we praise him because God is worthy to be praised. And you look at the heavenly glory and you find that in Revelation 5, that the heavenly scene, and you better get used to it because we plan to be there. So this is what is happening in heaven. And Revelation 5:11, then I looked and I heard the voice of many angels around the throne, the living creatures and the elders, and the number of them was 10,000 times 10,000 and thousands of thousands, saying with a loud voice, worthy is the Lamb who was slain. Amen. To receive power and riches and wisdom and strength and honor and glory and blessing. So it is, he is worthy. Worthy
Hallelujah.
Is the Lamb. Say, worthy is the Lamb.
Worthy is the Lamb.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
So it is part of our calling. 1 Peter chapter 2 says, you as living stones are being built up a spiritual house, a holy priesthood, to offer up spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God through Jesus Christ. You are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, his own special people, so you may proclaim the praises of him who called you out of darkness into his marvelous light. So as a believer, that is part of your job description. You are called in a kingly way. You are a king and a priest, and God has called you to offer spiritual sacrifices. So it is important. You can do some of it individually, but a lot of it, God says, do it in the sanctuary. Do it with other people.
Yeah.
And it just gives more. And it clears,
Hallelujah.
Gives more power to your prayer and praise. And it clears the atmosphere for God to give you the victory. Bible says, let everything that has breath praise the Lord. And about a couple of years ago, I remember I played the recording of the crickets.
Yeah.
They had recorded. We might do it maybe next week. But we had where someone had recorded crickets, and then he had slowed them down to a human level. If the life of a cricket was as long as a human life, he slowed down what they were saying, and it turns into just amazing, like a chorus singing worship to God. It's just outstanding. So everything, let everything
Hallelujah.
That has breath praise the Lord. Know that as we do this, we become like what we worship. If we worship superficial things, your life will become superficial. If you worship perverted things, our life tends towards the perverted. If you worship the true God, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, you become godly. And so let everything that has breath praise the Lord. The other thing that I wanted to say from Revelations again, from Revelations chapter 1, it says something I was really impacted by. I did not get to share this on Friday. But John, as he greets the seven churches which are in Asia, he says, grace to you and peace from him who is, who was, and who is to come, and from the seven spirits who are before his throne, and from Jesus Christ, the faithful witness, the firstborn from the dead, and the ruler over all the kings of the earth.
Hallelujah.
So it's the triune being He gives blessing and he addresses the triune person of God, the Father, who is, who was, who is to come. He addresses the Holy Spirit and from the seven spirits who are before his throne, and to Jesus Christ, the faithful witness. He describes him as faithful witness, the first begotten of the dead.
Hallelujah.
And the prince of the kings of
glory.
The earth.
Glory.
In his and to him who loved us. And then this gives you the ground, the basis on which why you should, the biblical base on which you should worship and glorify Jesus Christ and praise him. It says, who loves us, say he loves me.
He loves me.
Washes me.
He washes me.
In his blood.
In his blood.
And he makes me.
And he makes me.
A king.
A king.
And a priest.
And a priest.
To him be glory and dominion.
Hallelujah.
Forever and
yes,
ever.
Yes,
so
yes.
So that it becomes what they call a doxology, a doxa. A glory, a praise to the Lord. Because, and he points out the awesome foundation on which, the reason on which you simply, not because he has given you food only, not because
Amen.
He's providing you employment or he's paying your debts, but the basis, you start with the fact that he, why should you praise him? Because he loves you. More than anybody in the universe, he has proved he loves you.
Thank you.
Say he loves me.
He loves me.
He has washed me.
He has washed me.
In his own blood.
In his own blood.
So I am cleansed.
I am cleansed.
And he has made me.
He's made me.
So he's given me a new identity.
Yeah.
I'm a king.
Hallelujah.
And a priest.
Yes.
Therefore. To him be glory and dominion.
Hallelujah.
Forever and ever.
We worship you, Lord.
And he's
yes.
coming in the clouds.
Hallelujah. Says.
And every eye will see him. Even so, amen, I am the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end, says the Lord, who is, who was, who is to come, the Almighty. That's awesome.
Yes, it's awesome. Glory. Woo! Come on, saints. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Thank you. And we need to remind one another weekly, move the goalpost. Move the goalpost. The reason that we worship is, as Pastor has said, it's not in response to the momentary daily things that are happening. We have a reason in the face and, in fact, above the clouds of all of that to worship, to always have praise for the Lord, and to always be in thanksgiving because the battleground has been won at the cross. It's sprinkled with the blood that speaks for us perpetually and that has a sure inheritance eternally secured for each of us, ultimately forever and ever in heaven. And so it's simply a matter of reminding one another, reminding ourselves, and telling our soul to get our body moving and open our mouth and get the sound out. To praise the Lord and be in agreement with heaven. Praise is so powerful. As you know, two of the other examples that I was thinking of in terms of this whole theme and the activity, the benefit for us was one is the story of Elisha, who is the servant of the Lord, the mouthpiece of God, and he's asked to come at a time of critical battle, and Israel's armies are about to die of thirst. Their cattle and all of their provision are about to die, and they're up against some mighty, mighty kings. And the servant of the Lord is asked to come and bring the breakthrough for him. And Elisha doesn't even like the kings that he has to prophesy victory to. And that's that famous place where he says, "Bring me a musician." And the idea is that you set that atmosphere, the anointing for victory comes, and you can speak in security, in assurance, and in faith into the most impossible, unlikely circumstances. So again, the benefits of staying on the harmony of heaven at all times, say at all times. In all places. In all circumstances. Because he has won the battleground. Hallelujah. So, you know, and Elisha gets the anointing then, and he prophesies victory. And immediately supernatural things happen for the whole army to experience.
Amen. So wherever you go. Now, if you're going to a new apartment, you go to occupy it. Or it's a house. Or you are on vacation and go into a hotel room and you're going to stay there for 7 days. One of the first things you should do is fill that place with the presence of God. And what does that? It says, but thou art holy, O thou that inhabits the praises of Israel. So as you start praising God, just begin in that room. Take a few minutes. And then when get an apartment or something, we got some equipment. We give you oil. We give you threads, whatever you want. But welcome, plead the blood of Jesus and start praising
Hallelujah.
God and fill every room.
Hallelujah.
But often kids, they're sensitive and they will get nightmares. And that's a sign you need to pray through that room, bless it, cleanse that room, if I can say it that way, with spiritually. And start praising God. We got tapes and CDs. That's why the Enthroned CD. I mean, I'm not trying to push. We have a ministry called me and said, Pastor Mahesh, can we produce a few of your CDs? We want to give them away. I said, sure. How many do you want? She said, the first ones, we want to make 14,000 of them. I said, okay. Okay, as long as they are used properly. But whatever can help you fill that atmosphere with the praises of God, where you praise, the presence will come. Praise brings presence.
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
And where there is praise, it defeats the enemies of God. It defeats your enemy. And okay, there are supernatural demonic forces otherwise that will try to oppress you. The last point I want to make, really, and I want to let you go in a moment, Bonnie and I, is that let your praise start going this year to the next level and the next level. Your praise should grow in its effectiveness. Don't let it remain at one level. You need to, and you see that model. I just saw it, the last few days as I was looking at that, and I got excited. Anyway, here, let me just give you a scriptural model here. In chapter 1, it says in Revelations 1, verse 6, because he loved us, he washed us, he has made you kings and priests. To him be glory and dominion. Say glory.
Glory.
Dominion.
Dominion.
So you get into, thank you. Unto you be glory and dominion. But you look at Revelations then. Revelations 4, he moves to the next level. Then he says, now it's not just glory and dominion. Now it is, you are worthy, O Lord, to receive glory and honor and power. So now it's not just two, glory, honor. Say glory.
Glory.
Honor.
Honor.
Power.
Power.
Okay. Then it goes from there to, in Revelations 5, it goes to the next level. And in 5:13, it says, and every creature which was in the heaven or on the earth and on the earth are heard saying, blessing and honor and glory and power be to him who sits on the throne and to the Lamb forever and ever. So it is now not just two, glory and dominion. It is glory, honor, power. Now it is blessing, honor, glory, power.
Hallelujah.
Then it goes to the next level. In Revelation 7, it goes, and then Revelation 7:12. All right. And it says, saying, amen, blessing and glory and wisdom and thanksgiving and honor and power and might be to our God forever and ever. You see that go from one level to the next level. To the So your praise should keep growing.
That's awesome.
Get going higher and higher.
Wow.
Higher and higher. Hallelujah.
Wow. Thank praise you, God. Pastor. Wow. Praise the Lord. Wow.
So remember, if you can, I'm not trying to impose it, but we're going to try to discipline our praise.
Thank you, Jesus.
And whichever, if you can, anything that can, for me, these kind of little gadgets help. But you're going to take some time every day to praise the Lord. We're going to thank you, Lord, praise you, worship you, and sanctify your house, wherever you are. Sanctify your car. I'm at where the presence of God has come into the car, and the whole car is covered in the golden, stuff. Sometimes as we have been worshiping God, there were times where the whole dining room table would be filled with just golden flecks.
Stuff.
I don't know where it comes, but all the fragrance of glory. Friday night, we had the fragrance of the glory of God came in.
And that's one of the things that we would love to say again and again. As we were going through and just, thinking again and rehearsing about worship and praise and thanksgiving in this season that we are in together as a community and as a family, as we bring the fast together. On all of these things in Scripture, from Scripture, we kept coming back to the expression in the watch. We do this. We enter in as a community to this very activity and ethic, and it continues to grow and progress and get bigger and bigger every Friday night at the watch. And once again, we want to invite you all to join us online, and all of you who are here, part of this community, to make it your habit to be a part of the watch and the worship that is in the watch. It will disciple you. It will change your soul. It's like going into the craftsman's shop where you get the refinery of the Holy Spirit working as we wait before the Lord together as a community in simple worship and prayer and praise.
And take the limits off of God, okay?
That's good.
As you start consistently thanking and praising in your house, wherever you are, I want to tell you, you are going to get fun things start happening. And I want you to take note. In Acts 16, the enemy can throw junk at you. Paul and Silas have been whipped. They have been thrown in the lowest part of the dungeons in the Roman Empire. And in the midst of it, So we are not going to feel sorry for ourselves. We are going to just praise and worship.
Glory.
And as they did so, the angel of the Lord came and not only unlocked their doors, he unlocked every prison door of everyone in that whole prison system. It was amazing. your praise will set others free. Hallelujah. Tell your neighbor, your praise will set someone else free.
Your praise will set someone else free.
Hallelujah. Yeah. Glory to God.
Wow.
So we commit ourselves
Amen.
To fresh praise and higher level of praise to go on higher and higher and higher. Okay, let's all stand.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God. Those who need a special touch of prayer, those who want to give their lives to the Lord, or that some want to join this church, come up and our prayer team, healing team, come up here and stand.
We hope you enjoyed this message. To order more great resources by Mahesh and Bonnie Chavda, visit us at chavdaministries.org. For a full catalog of our products, you can call us at 1-800-730-6264. God bless you.